Here we go. Everybody dance your parts of the rumba. Ready? At 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, New York. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and the underarm turn. 2, 3, hand to hand. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and the solos turn. 2, 3. Back to the basics. 2, 3, 4. Ladies, do you have your part? Are you ready to dance it with attitude? Let's discuss what that means. Do your first step back and take that step like you mean it. 2, then the next one. 3, then the next one. 4, keep on going. 2, 3, New York. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, underarm turn. 2, 3, hand to hand. Commit. 3, 4. 2, 3, stand up confidently. Use your eyes. Solo spot. Turn. 2, 3, basic. So very important to remember, the sexiest quality is confidence. Whether you feel it or not, express it. I want to see confidence. Hit partner. Intimidate him.
Try?
Okay. Oh. One, no.
Side.
And
then. Side. Yes.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh.
Do your. Your free arm should go up on the diagonal. Everybody, put one arm up. So it's not straight up, and it's not to the side, it's in between. If you put both arms up, that's called Y position. We still call it Y position when we just do one arm. So gentlemen, when you dance your first New York, it's your right arm, and on the other side, it's your left arm. And obviously, ladies, it's whichever one is free. Here we go again. When we get to the New York, I'm going to stop you and get a chance to look at all the sides. Starting with the basic. Ready? At 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. New York and breathe. Lots of attitude. That are too high and too low. Good. A little bit of flex at the ribs, and even more attitude.
Julie Andrews? Yeah, we got music.
Thoroughly modern, right.
Terribly modern.
Good. We're going to do this to music. Whoever has the arm with the most attitude in this rumba wins a new car.
Sure.
I'm flying for you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I got too into my
hand. Hello.
Hello.
So,
hello.
When you dance,
stiffness.
One hand your partner in a moment. When you dance in a dance competition, the music is a little faster than on that, which is easier. I'm playing super slow music because it's better training. You get in the habit of waiting that long. Then when your nerves are going and your adrenaline is up in a competition, you're better able to deal with the music you're given. So this is slower because it's harder, and in class that's good training. There are many things that can go wrong in a rumba. Your job is to get rid of them one by one. So we've talked about never have a dead arm now. Have attitude in your arms all of the time. When you dance hip action, you're dancing as much like rumba as if you're not. The problem is that the hips start moving, sometimes the top starts to rock. So make sure the shoulder line never changes. So we want all of the back body action to be south of the border. Don't let it get up into your shoulder. Let's do this in the cha-cha. Does anybody need a review of cha-cha before we do this? Did somebody say yes? Okay, ladies, quickly back up this way. We did a new figure in the cha-cha last week. What was it? What was new in the cha-cha last week? 2 weeks ago. Last week was spring break. So it was called the three cha-cha-cha. So remember doing those lockstep? I thought I did that. Let's go from the beginning and we'll work those in at the end. First, the basics. Ready? S. 2, 3. 4, and 1. 2, 3. Y position arms. 2, 3. Other side. 2, 3. Attitude in the feet. 2, 3. Solo turn. 2, 3. Back rock. 1, 2, 3. 4, and 1. 2, 3. For now, anyway. 2, 3. And the solo turn. 2, 3. Cha-cha-cha. Then, the new figure last 2 weeks ago was the three cha-cha-cha. Leader, walk forward. 2, 3. Now walk backward. Cha-cha-cha. 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 Rock, and the other way. Cha-cha-cha. 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 Then we do our basic to restart. Let's do the three cha-cha-cha again. Rock forward. Pass. Rock, step, back, cross, back, back, cross, back, back, cross, back. Forward, 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 chop, 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 then the base. Good. Partner up, let's see where you are. Find that person you were last about to dance with. Spread out, do not trust the neighbors. We do the same thing you're doing.
Come on. Okay.
Good, here comes the bait. Ready? S. 2, 3. Cha cha cha. 2, 3. New York. 2, 3. Cha cha cha. 2, 3. 4 and 1. 2, 3. Underarm turn. 2, 3. 4 and 1. 2, 3.
Oh, my bad.
2, 3. Cha cha cha. Solo spot turn. 2 hands hold. 3 cha cha cha. Rock. Step. Cha cha cha, cha cha cha, cha cha cha, rock, step, alternate feet, cha cha cha, cha cha cha, basic step, cha cha cha, to New York. New partner.
Thank you.
We'll try it again.
Yeah, at least the
2 handles. Rock, step, cha cha cha, cha cha cha, cha cha cha, rock, step.
Cha-cha-cha.
Thank you.
Oh, almost got it.
So close.
Almost had it.
It was good.
Thank you. Next time.
Next partner.
Oh. Annie.
Yes. question. The question has just come up. When you raise your mind from New York, is it a long transition or a late sharp one? Two, three, four, and one, two, three. When we do the chasse, start turning right away. Start your arm coming up right away. And then finish the hand. So what you can't do is two, three, four, and one. This is called the cha-cha surprise. Always gradually. Sorry for the cha-cha surprise. Here we go again, the music.
I thought I was super fancy with my cha-cha surprise. You can run so fast.
Get ready. Very fun. On the three chas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you finish the three cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha.
Okay.
You're pushing.
Cha-cha-cha. We're going back to the base hand. For the moment, just keep that hand hold, or maybe change to this hand hold, and then from there, go into the New York. It's not an ideal transition. Before long, we'll be dancing the three cha-cha-chas with a one-hand hold, and we won't be using a basic at all. So just like the closed chains in the wall, it's kind of boring to do a basic. So anytime you see that, you know it's temporary.
A question has come up. Is in the standard dances, you said give some opposition. The question has come up, is it the same opposition towards each other in all of the Latin figures that we're doing?
Good. In case you didn't hear that question, Andy's bringing up someone's question. In standard, I've said all ballroom dancing is oppositional. Whenever you touch your partner's hand, it's not an empty touch. You can feel some pressure there. The same thing has to be true throughout all of our Latin dances. Stand with your partner in dance position and give your partner a So, talk to your partner. Do you like more or less resistance?
More or less.
Slightly less.
Slightly less? Oh, good. I'm a broke
out. Stand with a two-hand hold.
Perfect.
Would you like more or less?
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I am perfect.
Now go back.
Nobody wants to dance with empty hands on the first hand. That's why we do it.
More.
So when I go back. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Give me more.
That's more?
So push forward, but lock back. So you're locking back, but you're pushing forward.
Oh, okay.
Nine. Push. Twice. So, do it in reverse. I'm pushing forward, but my body's moving back.
Okay.
So now, reverse. Push towards me.
Push, go with you.
And your body moves deep. So, don't do that.
I should. Okay.
Yeah. So you see how I'm engaged forward?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get by the next one.
Dancing this with a partner, look all casual, make everything you do nice and easy. You could sip tea while you're doing your jive. So, can we add music, Myra? So, nice and easy. And lots of hip action.
Your job this week is to review everything we've done. Get good at it. Go to Blackpool. Next week, we want to add to every single dance, except the waltz. We just added the spin turn. We'll leave that dance alone and just practice it. And the tango. We just added a new group to that. We'd like to put something new in each of your other dances, but especially I want to do lots of rumba, cha-cha, jive. And we can do that if you all practice, put some time in. So spring break is over. Time to get back to work. Thank you all. Great time.
Thank you very much.
Who's doing announcements?